Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Acts chapter 9, verse 17. Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." A person can get lost without knowing it. A little boy in a mall wanders off from his parents to play with some toys. Two friends on a cross-country road trip miss their exit. They're so caught up in the conversation that they drive many miles out of the way. A man named Saul was lost, but he didn't know it. He thought that by keeping the laws and traditions of the Old Testament, he could make himself right with God. In fact, Saul was so convinced he was right that he went after those who disagreed to bring them down. He didn't want to hear that Jesus was the Savior risen from the dead. Saul was a persecutor of Christians. It's easy to think about our relationship with God the way Saul did. It's easy to think the way to be right with God is to do the right things. It's easy to think we don't need a Savior from sin. And when we think that way, we're just as lost as Saul was. One day, God found Saul. There was a bright light from heaven, a visit from Jesus, and a bout of blindness. As terrifying as it all must have seemed to Saul at the time, clearly, God loved Saul. For the 3 days Saul's blindness lasted, God gave him time to reflect on things. Jesus had been right all along. He was the only way to God. Jesus wasn't dead. He was alive. Best of all, when the 3 days were up, Saul was baptized. Jesus had died for Saul's sins too. God had forgiven Saul, and now Saul knew it. When you are lost and know it, then there's nothing better than being found. You probably haven't been rescued from a deserted island, but you can imagine what joy there would be in hearing the beat of a helicopter blade. The account of Saul's conversion is a ray of hope for all who are spiritually shipwrecked. Jesus paid for Saul's sins, and he paid for yours too. It doesn't take miraculous healing or light from heaven to turn you around. The Holy Spirit works through the message of what Jesus has done for you. Help has come. Dear Jesus, risen Savior, thank you for shining the light of your forgiveness on me too. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.